The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Mick Norton, to look ahead to the best of Monday's action. We're going to look at three contests at Doncaster, and we'll start by saying, good morning, Mick, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, Alex.
It'd be nice to say that I'm joined in the studio by Scoop 6 winning punter Mick Norton, but unfortunately not the case.
No, missed out by two, Alex, sadly, but Oaks trial... doing its worst upon us.
But a bit of solace perhaps in the fact that nobody won it.
No, that means we've got to go again next week, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's now it'll be up to 10 million, won't it? Or there or thereabouts.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to win it.
Well, yes, it would.
I might have a little go next week as well.
We only missed the place, sir. By won that Oaks trial as well.
Yeah, it was frustrating. Of course, it was Ballyglasheen, the horse that ruined it for punters.
Well, that was the killer blow, wasn't it? Mm. The final nail in the coffin. Goodness me. I couldn't have seen it coming. I think you said you sort of made half a case for it, didn't you?
Well, it was just hard to rule out. It swung a shock at Cheltenham. I must confess, I didn't have it in my slip. But it wasn't one that I thought you could discount. Because I was watching the action on Channel 4, and they said there's only one horse that doesn't have a ticket on it at this stage, and Ballyglasheen. I thought, it just surprised me more than anything.
Yeah.
But, real kick in the teeth for punters there.
And while all that was going on, Alex, all the Scoop 6 stuff, one of my cliff horses crept under the radar.
What was that?
And won at 20-1, Baron Brook. At Nottingham.
Easter Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was just one of those days, wasn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
But we move on, and we'll move on, and we'll look at three races at Doncaster on Monday, where we expect they're going to be pretty soft, don't we, Mick?
I think it is going to be fairly testing. I factored that into the podcast, so let's hope we get it right.
Okay, we'll start with the 210. It's a filly's handicap over an extended 1 mile and 2 furlong trip. Class 5 event with 14 runners down to go to post. An early non-runner is Ella Googlem Moo. Not the best contest that we've ever seen at Doncaster, but there's some interesting enough contenders.
Yes.
Interesting to see the likes of Frankie Dettori, Mikel Barzalona making the trip north. What do you fancy in this one?
I'll go through them in race card order, the shortlist. The first of is the Ducking Stool, who looks an absolute banker for the frame. I mean, she's a bit of a Miss Yarmouth, isn't she? And hardly ever wins anywhere else.
Hmm.
But she's turned up here for this Phillies handicap, and we know that she can perform off this mark. Shirley Burkett taking off £5, as she invariably does on this mare. And I think the key thing is she got plenty of form when given the ground. And if you went on the pro market and went for the place only market on her, I think you would be rewarded. She hasn't beaten far in her last five starts, including in Class 4 company. I think she's barely been beaten maybe 5.5 lengths in her last five starts. So she's definitely one for the place market, if not the winner. I mean, she may well go and win it. The selection is going to be Anna Shababia, who was trained by Ishmael Mohammed, and as you said, Barcelona at Doncaster. He's been booked to ride this. And Mark Rose, from 51 to 68 in 2013. And I think there's every chance that this daughter of Teofilio will improve again at the age of four. She has a good reappearance third at Redcar. Just forget the run last time at Yarmouth. She pulled too hard for her own good in a race runner to crawl. And I think she's got every chance of improving yet again. And I do like the trainer, Ismail Mohammed. And the other one to consider is the handicap debutant, Ballyshona. She's yet to race on turf, but as a daughter of Tiger Hill, soft turf would be right up her street. Mm. She's got a mark of 64 for her handicap debut, and she's trained by that master trainer of fillies, Chris Wall. So keep an eye on her in the market. And being a daughter of Tiger Hill, she won't mind getting her feet wet.
Okay.
But Anna Shababia gets the vote. But there's a couple of good options there for, you know, looking outside the box, place no,
there,
markets.
There are indeed. Yeah, there's, it is a really, really open looking contest.
It is,
so
yeah.
Anna Shababia, the pick there in the 210. Next up is the 350, the next race that we're going to look at. It's a handicap of 7 furlongs, a class 3 event. 10 runners going to post. A much better contest than the first one that we've looked at. Makes sense to start with the top one here, Mick. Mikel Barcelona, this is the one that presumably he's here for. Life partner of Charlie Appleby's, who looked promising but was just a little bit disappointing maybe on the last two starts, and crucially they were on soft ground.
Yes, that could be a key. That's why I've discarded him. He's not on my shortlist, but he's still unexposed, and he is a course winner at Doncaster, won his maiden here, didn't he? So that could stand him in good stead, but that was a worry that his two worst runs were on softish ground. For me, this looks a marvellous opportunity for Foxtrot Romeo, who was now trained by Marco Botti. Young Mark Monaghan, who's taken off the £5, eases the burden even more. This horse was rated 114 at his best in his three-year-old days. He can run in this off 90 with Monaghan's claim, mid-80s. And don't forget, he was second to Power in the Irish 2000 Guineas in 2012, only beaten a length. Lost his way after that, changed yards, but much more like it on his first two starts for Botti. And I just think he's too well handicapped nowadays to ignore. As yours, interesting, a course and distance winner, trained by David Brown, Sean Levy in the saddle, still lightly raced, and was much better last time at Musselburgh than his debut. Slight concern, he's got no soft ground form, but he is one from one CD, so he's got to be respected. And the other one is Personal Touch, who's got a great record fresh, making a season reappearance here, won a similar contest on his course and distance return last year. And the mark doesn't look too bad. The stable are in great form, and I don't think the ground for this son of Pivotal is going to be a problem either way. So I think Foxtrot Romeo will probably win it, but I think for the pro market, Personal Touch will be hard to keep out the frame.
OK. You mentioned Foxtrot Romeo down from 114 races off, what are we?
90.
And with the £5 claim. There's another horse that, similar to that, that I've... It's become a bit of a cliff horse for me, to be honest, which is Ask Dad, former Hannon, and with the same connections as Foxtrot Romeo was initially. Highest rating, 97. Ran behind Magician in the Irish 2000 Guineas last year. And it's now ran off a mark of 76 yesterday, Ask It. It's one of those ones that you just can't stop backing. You know.
I know what they're feeling.
Despite the fact that... Because they just show enough each time, just enough to coax you into a bet again. But no, Foxtrot Romeo does look like that. This drop may well help.
He looks too well handicapped to ignore,
yeah, he does,
doesn't he?
So you like Foxtrot Romeo and Personal Touch there?
Yes.
In the 350. The final race that we'll look at is the 425. It is a handicap over the straight mile.
Yeah.
8 runners down to go to post for this Bobbis race. Of course, you always get good turnouts for these and a high calibre of horse. My eye is drawn to two horses here. Both have had one run. They both won Tankea and Token of Love for Hannon and Haggis, respectively.
Yeah, I've put both of them on the shortlist because we don't know whether their mark's an absolute gimme or the handicap has taken no chances. We'll probably find out in about 26 or 7 hours' time. Tankea is trained by Richard Hannon, a son of intense focus. He's got a good attitude in his... he showed a good attitude winning his Lingfield Maiden last October. It was on the poly track, so he's got to go and do it on the softish turf, and if he handles the conditions, I think 77 isn't beyond him. Token of Love, similar profile. This daughter of Cape Cross made a good start. She won a Leicester Maiden in October. That was on good to firm. Mm-hmm. Cape Cross does seem as though his horses go and win on anything, though, and she has got an entry in the Coronation Stakes. Now, ask yourself, why have they thrown an entry into the Coronation Stakes for a filly rated 77 if they don't think she's better than that?
Mm-hmm.
So if she's going to run it at Royal Ascot in that race, she's going to have to be winning this off 77. And the other one to consider is Gilby's Mate, trained by John Gosden, William Buick. Now, he's got winning form on soft ground, which sways me towards him. He's going to get the vote, and he won his maiden at Catterick in softish ground last back end, and that wasn't a bad effort at Nottingham on his handicap debut last time, staying on to grab fourth near the finish, going the right way this horse with that run under his belt with the proven form on soft ground, and that rating of 79, not looking exactly gimme but not insurmountable. Gilby's Mate gets the vote in a tricky three-year-old handicap on that 425.
Would it not bother you that Gilby's Mate, although has the form in soft ground, did break the maiden at Catterick, whereas the likes of Tankea and Token of Love could be anything, as you said, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, true enough, and John Gosden doesn't send many to Catterick.
Yeah.
I don't know what the reasoning behind that was, but I think as a result of it, if he'd won his maiden at Newmarket, let's say, he wouldn't be running in this off 79, would he?
True.
He'd be running in it off 88.
Yeah.
So it could be a good move. We'll see. Well, as you say, it'll all come perfectly clear.
Yes.
This is what should happen.
Yes.
What will happen is in the lap of the gods.
Anyone's guess.
Yes.
Okay, could you just sum up your three picks at Doncaster, please?
Okay,
Mick?
In the 210, I like the look of Anna Shababia, the Ishmael Mohammed trained daughter of Teofilia, looks to have further improvement in her. Her mark rose from 51 to 68 last year, and I think she could well improve again at 4. In the 350, the Doncaster 7 furlong handicap, Foxtrot Romeo, who a couple of years ago was a classic contender, finishing second in the Irish 2000 Guineas behind Power, rated 114 at his best. He's running here off 90 with Mark Monaghan taking off the £5 allowance and has run well on both starts for his new trainer, Mark Abbotti. Interesting though, same owner. So
true.
They've hung on to him.
Kept the faith.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And in the 425, I've gone for the proven soft ground form of Gilby's Mate, who did journey up to Catterick to win his maiden last back end. Good reappearance. And I think the handicapper could have been harder on him if he'd won his maiden somewhere else. And he's got in here off 79. A couple of interesting opponents in the once raced, once win, Tankea and Token of Love. But Gilby's Mate with the proven soft ground form might be the answer.
Okay. Great stuff, Mick. Best of luck with those picks and enjoy Monday's action.
Thank you very much. I'll be in anyway, Alex, to watch them either fire or go out like a damp squib.
Lovely. See you then.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.